Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're talking about how to resolve conflict in families, and our biblical text is Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. I'll read this now to get this back on our minds. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, at the place of the altar, which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. That was Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. And I encourage you to read this for yourself in your own Bible. Thus far, we have understood the close relationship between Abram and Lot and the nature of their conflict. We have learned two ways to handle our own familial conflicts from Abram. One, Abram took the initiative to resolve the conflict. So should we. Two, Abram correctly identified the reason why there was conflict. So should we. If you missed our discussion so far, go to the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com, and click podcast at the top of the homepage, then definition. This way you can get all caught up. Let's move on to the third lesson Abram teaches us. It is this: Abram let Lot choose what land Lot wanted. The problem between them, a real source of conflict, was that they were living right on top of one another in two close quarters. Their flocks and herds and tents were in too tight a space. So listen to Abram's proposal in verse 9. "Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left." I imagine Abram in his maturity standing at a high point and stretching out his arms across the land beyond where they were, highlighting for Lot the options, and then giving his younger nephew the first choice. What about you? Are you prepared to meet with family amidst conflict and to say to him, to her, to them, "I'll put you first. You go ahead of me, and I'll come second"? Whoa, that is tough. This will require us to take a risk. What if we do not get what we want? Are we willing to do what Abram did in order that we can resolve our strife? Consider this deeply, and then join me again tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.